In the middle of Perek Chof Hey Mishnah Zayin, we're up to the second picture. Okay, we're reviewing this picture, we're going very, very slow. We got stuck. Here, Yatameh, we have a new situation. We have Yatameh, the hand is Tameh. Yat is Tameh. We have a upon the hand is Mashka Tefeach. Hayar Hatameh. You see the hand, and on the hand is liquid. Here's the point we want to make of Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yossi, Gozru, Rabbi Yossi says, remember, Rabbi Yossi was the one that said, the only time that we said that there's going to be called a base hatzvita is when your hands are tahar and the outside is tameh. And the question is, do your hands become tameh? We always have to understand what is the question, what is the issue at hand. The issue at hand, according to Yossi, is do you become Tameh? That's the question. I'm Tar. I start out Tar. The question is, do I become Tameh?
I start out Tar, do I become Tameh?
That's the question. So if I touch the outside of the utensil, like we learned yesterday, the outside of the utensil, then there's no question I become Tameh. Because outside the utensil there's mashke, there's a gzeira. Even though I may not come in contact with the mashke, everyone agrees that if you touch anywhere on the outside of the utensil, you become tamei. Since on the outside of the utensil there is mashke, I need not come in contact with the mashke itself. Coming in contact with the utensil is enough to make me tamei. But if I touch the base hatzvita, the base hatzvita is independent, I do not become tamei. And Rabbi Yossi, according to Yossi, Gozru al mage yadoi ki ilu noga b'achari hakli. Benitmu kol achari hakli. According to Yossi, Gozru, when your hands are wet and you touch the base hatzvita, it's as if you touch the entire utensil. Yossi, Gozru al mage yadoi ki ilu noga b'achari hakli. Benitmu kol achari hakli. Rabbi Meir cholak beis hatzvita mi be'achor yakli v'nit merak beis hatzvita v'achor yakli tohor is tohor u'mashk shal gabo nishar tohor. So let's say you touch v'yoisi gozru al magu yadoi kilin noga b'achor yakli. That's what we learned yesterday. So according to Rabbi Meir, Meir says, if your hands are tamei, right, your hands are tamei, and you touch the base satzvita, does the entire utensil become tamei? According to the sheet of Rabbi Meir, the answer is no. Because according to Meir, in the sheet of the Chachamim, the ketumah is contained to the base hatzvita. Because according to Rabbi Meir, the base hatzvita is an independent rishus. Right. So when that becomes tamei, it has no effect on the remainder of the kli. Even in a situation when your hands are tamei, and the issue is, does the utensil become tamei? Okay, so that's it. Now, third picture. Mashke Tomei. We have Mashke Tomei. A Mashke Metame Bisveta Svita. Ladas Hakol, according to everyone, Gozru Tuma Agam Al Achori Hakli. Begam Hamashke Sha'al Achori Hakli Nitma. I feel that Rameir in Chiluk Ben Beis Hasvita Lul Achori Hakli, Ela Bishnei Fanim Hakoyim in the previous two cases, Yad Tomei Nogu Ben Neguv Adroyin, Shnogu Beis Hasvita Noguv. Beis mashka shal gabo yad shnitu timas beis hatzvita ach lo yes achori hakli lefi shaloi hikilu l'chalik bein beis hatzvita l'achori hakli elo liyadayim b'lvat. Okay, so over here he's saying us a new yisoid that if liquid itself makes contact with the base hatzvita, not your hand. Until now we've been discussing a situation where your hand makes contact. The question was, does your hand become tamei, or does the utensil become tamei? Right, in the previous two cases, the question was, so you put your hand in the base hatzvita, and the issue was, do I become tamei, or does the utensil become tamei? In this case, I'm putting liquid in the base hatzvita. I'm not putting my hand in the base hatzvita. I'm putting liquid in the base hatzvita. Everyone agrees that when liquid goes, liquid that's tamei enters the base hatzvita, even though the base hatzvita is independent, everyone is of agreement that the tumah spreads to the entire utensil. The only time we have an issue, the only time we have this discussion, if the base hatzvita is independent or is not independent, according to Rabbi Meir says it's always going to be independent. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's only going to be independent in the situation when the question is when your hands become tamei, but not a question when you make tamei the kli. It's only when your hands are the ones that are touching the base hatzvita, and there's a situation when your hand is tahar, and there's a situation when your hand is tamei. But if the liquid itself makes contact with the base hatzvita, everyone agrees the tumah spreads to the entire utensil, right? Everyone agrees that at some point the base hatzvita is independent of the outside of the utensil, right. And at the base hatzvita, the status of the base hatzvita is going to be different than the status of the outside of the utensil. Everyone agrees there is a situation. It's machlokes Rabbi Yossi, machlokes Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir.
Right. But
everyone agrees that when the liquid that's tamei itself makes contact with the base hatzvita, there's no disagreement. Everyone agrees the tumah spreads, that this area is not independent of the rest of the area. Okay, let's see what I feel. That holds that normally there's a difference. In the previous case, where it's yad tamei, my hand is tamei, the goof that's dry should not go on the base hatzvita. And I have a dry hand that touched the base hatzvita, naguf. And the question is, do I become tamei, or mashke? My hands are base mashke shalgabi yad. The mashke which is on my hand, shetimei es base hatzvita, which contaminates the base hatzvita, ach loyes achari akli. The only time we differentiate is liadaim. Okay, but not in this case. Okay, so that's pretty much that. Look now this picture. Okay, this picture kli shenitma b'mashke, the kli is b'mashke einu mitame se yadaim. A kli that's b'mashke, that's tamei. Kli shenitma b'mashke einu mitame se yadaim. Ella metame mashke. A kli shenitma b'mashke eina metame siyadayim. Fine. Avol metame mashke. The mashke metame siyad. That we know already. Fine. So what's the case over here? Beis hatzvita tohar. Hayad tohara. The mashke sholach tohar. The yad is tohar and the mashke is tohar. Okay, if you touch the outside of the utensil with wet hands, the mashke becomes tamei, then your hand becomes tamei. Here I'm touching the base hatzvita. Hayad, negas, the base hatzvita. Hand touched the base hatzvita. That's wet. Loi gozu al yad tohoiro ki ilud noga bechor yakli ve mashke tohor vayad tohoiro. The zech beis hatzvita liyadayim tohoiro. This is the case that we said before liyadayim tohoiro. Everyone agrees. Shecholok beis hatzvita meachorei hakli meachorei hakli. So the case of getting over here is that the utensil is tamei. The utensil is tamei. My hands are tohor. The question is, do my hands become tamei? When I withdraw from this hole, are my hands tamei or do my hands remain tahor? So here everyone agrees, we view the base hatzvita to be independent of the utensil. Just because the utensil is tamei, there's no bearing on my hands. Yad hanogas beis hatzvita lo gozru al Lagozru al yad tohira, kila noga be'achari hakli. We don't make the gzera V'amashke tor v'ya tochayra v'zeo beis ha-tzvita. This beis ha-tzvita yadayim tochayrais. Shecholuk beis ha-tzvita me'achari ha-kli le'inyin tumas yadayim al yad ha-mashke shalayim. V'mashke v'chazoyin ish kelim shem stam yipol mashke al beis ha-tzvita shehu tomei mikoyach gezeiro v'imtiga bo yad tochayra.
Okay, that's just a side point.
Alright, so we have over here, that's really, okay, really this is pretty much what we learned yesterday. Same idea. Let's chazer outside, then we'll just finish the end of the next mission, we'll chazer two mishnayos together, because these really go together. Ketzad, what is tahara? Hayu yadav tahirais. If your hands start out in a state of tahara, v'achori hakois tameim, and the outside is tamei, and I push my hand into the base sviyaso, wet hands.
Correct.
Hands are wet in the base sviyaso. That's the, we perish all the perushim we're learning.
Oh.
Wet, because if it's not wet, then I'm, even if I touch the outside of the kli, I'm tar. If the kli is tame and my hands are dry, yeah. I can touch anywhere I want my hands, I remain tar. A kli does not have
only if it's wet.
Only if it's wet. So my hands are wet,
okay.
The kli is tame,
right.
I put my hand very beis carefully into the base hatzvita. So how you tahiras, the achari kli, the achari hakois, the outer side of the kois is tameim. Achozoi be base tzviya. So I put my hands delicately into the base tzviya. So
einoi
choishesh. There's no concern. Shemanit mi yodah be achari hakois. There's no concern because the base hatzvita.
It's not kois. This is a
nareva. Okay, it's the same idea. No, he's always saying whatever. It's nareva. Same idea. So we view the base hatzvita to be independent. The tumma of the achori hakli is contained on the achori hakli, does not enter in the base hatzvita.
Okay,
that's the kais. No, that's this is the kais. This is the kais. But it's the same idea.
Put the end in
there. To push it around. To push around the kais. To hand it off from one to the next.
Correct. Are you shaysa the kais?
It's on. It's working. The battery is still going.
Excellent. You told me I could have bought you a battery. It probably happened as a double A.
Triple.
No, I don't have triples.
It's like the triple crown. Kivo sus paro.
Are you shy? Because I'm sorry to interrupt.
Kivo sus paro. I have the new kavana now. When you lay in the kivo sus paro.
Yeah.
Right. Shema nidmu yod v'achor yakel. Hoy, now new case. Hoy yishoyse. Let's say a person was drinking. The kois shachayrav tameim. Back is tamei. Ain a choyish shesh. We're not concerned. Shema, what should be the concern? Shema maybe. Shema nidmu hamashke shebepiv. When I drink from the kois. So the back of the utensil is tamei. The inside is tahar.
We're not worried that the stuff on the inside.
We're not afraid that the stuff that I'm drinking on the inside is going to spill on the outside, and then become tamei, and then in turn contaminate me. Einoi choishei shema maybe nitma hamashka shebepiv. The nashka be'achori akos the outside because of itimei akos. Our kois, and it'll be metabe the kois itself. We need not be concerned.
Yeah.
Same thing as kumkum. Let's say we have a kettle. How water kettle? Shuhu maratiach, that's boiling. So the outside is tame, the inside is tar.
Correct.
Maybe some of the boiling water from the outside will overflow, from the inside will overflow to the outside, become tame, and then go back inside. Kumkum shuhu maratiach was boiling. In a kois Hashemah yatsu mashkim mitmetech v'nago b'achar v'chaz shuhu tzach and go back inside. Let's see over here the rab in the end of the day. Okay, that's really the case we discussed yesterday. If your hands are tahiros, v'aleihem mashke tefeach, ein choish shema nitmu mashkin shal yadav. We don't need the mashke shal yadav v'achori hakois that you touch the outside of the utensil v'yachzru v'yitmu es hayadayim u'mimutam v'yadayim. Since I'm being very carefully putting my hand inside the base hatzvita is independent. I need not be concerned that when I put my hand in the base hatzvita, I accidentally made contact with the outside of the utensil. The outside of the utensil is tamei. The base hatzvita is tahar. That's the yisoid of the three opinions in the Mishnah, that a base hatzvita in some situation is going to be independent, and just because the outside of the utensil counsel is tameh, that does not make the Beis HaTzvita tameh. The Beis HaTzvita is tahor. So even though my hands now are wet, my hands are tahor, my hands are wet, there is no concern that my hands touch the outside of the utensil. Because if it did touch the outside of the utensil, they would certainly become tameh. And the question is, are we concerned? Same thing going on when it comes to these divisions, which is not explained. Okay, so now it's that we did two mishnayos, we're done. We're going to chaz them very slowly, again, clarkite, and then we go to the next mishnah. Kol hak. First, we learn about the first thing is the yisoid. This verse is very easy. The yisoid, everyone agrees that to some degree, there's something called the Beis HaTzvita, which maintains a degree of independence. Right. And then we're going to discuss, even when it's going to be Beis HaTzvita's independence, but there are two different situations. There's the case where my hands are tamei, and the Beis HaTzvita, and the utensil is tahar. And the question is, do my hands contaminate the utensil? And then there's the opposite case, when my hands are tahar and the utensil is tameh, and the question is, does the utensil contaminate me? It goes both ways. So first we have the concept of the Beis HaTzvita. Kol HaKelim, according to the Tanakhama, this is the Tanakhama, Kol HaKelim Yesh Lohen Acharayim V'toich. There's an outside, there's an inside. Outside becomes tameh midrabanan. Mashke, that's a sheni that makes contact with the outside, makes it into a tumah sheni midrabanan. But because only tumah midrabanan does not contaminate the inside. There's an outside, there's an inside. Now the yesh lohem base tsevia. There is a hole. The hole is independent. Just because the outside becomes tameh does not mean that the hole becomes tameh. There's a degree of independence. That's according to the Tanakhama that says this principle is true in every single situation. So Acherim Tzivita. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, I disagree. The only time there's going to be a Beis HaTzvita that's independent of the outside is only La Reva Gedoyla Shalit, a very large basin like this.
Correct.
According to Rabbi Akiva Bukiva, says, Oymer L'Choysos, in addition to the Areva, also when it comes to a Chois, but not in this case. This case, there's no Chilip. Once this becomes Tameh, this becomes Tameh. This Tameh, that's Tameh. It's all the Zalbazach. But when it comes to an Areva, that's Tari Tarfon. According to Rabbi Akiva, an Areva plus the case of the Kais. Now that we know that they're independent, we have to know with regard to what? There are two different situations. The situation when the Kli is Tamei, and the question is, do my hands become Tamei? And the situation when the Kli is Tahar, and my hands are Tamei, and the question is, do my hands contaminate the utensil? So here we go. Rabbi Meir says this principle is true. Liyodayim hatemeyos vehatohayos. This that we learned is the three machlokes between Tanakama, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, Tanakama. When we base hat is independent, it goes both ways. It's liyodayim hatemeyos vehatohayos. Whether my hands are tamei and my hands are wet, and I put my hands into the hole.
Whether
I will contaminate. My question is, my hands are tameh. Tameos means my hands are tameh and my hands are wet, and I put my hands into the utensil. Does it spread? Does the tumah spread to the rest of the utensil? That's question number two. Was the other way around. My hands are tahar and my hands are wet, and the utensil is tameh, and I put my hands that are tar, and do my hands become tameh from the utensil? Atmeh sataras. Omar, Rabbi Yossi, no. Loyamu elo liyodayim hatohayros. The only time we're going to say that the Beis HaTzvita is going to be independent is when I put in hands that are tahor, with wet hands that are tahor into the Beis HaTzvita. And the question is, does the kli contaminate my hands?
No.
The answer is no. But if it was the other way around, if my hands are tamei and is mashke and the utensil is tahor, and I put my hands that are tamei into the Beis HaTzvita, everyone agrees the utensil becomes tamei. Gzeira.
That's according to Rabbi Yossi.
I'm really a matahoyos, the Lord. But if my yadayim are tameyos, my yadayim are tameyos, and I put in the Beis HaTzvita, the tumah spreads to the entire thing. Now, what is the example of tahoyos? Kate, what do I mean when I say it's tahar? Ha, yod of tahoyos. Ve'achari hakoyos tameyim. My hands are tahoyos. Ve'achari hakoyos tameyim. And the outside is tameh. And the question now is, achoze be'beis tziviyos, I put in the Beis HaTzvita. So the question is, does the tumah of the koi spread to my hands? In this case is where we say, here's where we say there is no concern. But if it was the other way around, then there would be a concern. Okay? Then we say we say the same exact principle.
According to Rabbi Yosef,
according to Rabbi Meir, it goes both ways. Not only in this case. No, the Rabbi Meir we're done with. According to Rabbi Meir, it goes both ways.
Where did Rabbi Meir say anything?
It's self understood. Rabbi Meir says,
I forgot that.
To find bad, we're looking to find good.
Rameh says plenty of good.
Rameh says both tameh liyadayim hatameis v'atahoros.
But the tahoros also.
The tumah is not going to spread.
Right.
But there's still tumah. Still tumah. Here.
It's more tahor by Rameh because he says it's never going to spread.
It's not going to spread. My hands are tameh. It's
he
not going to spread.
It's spread.
You can look at it both ways. You can look at it both ways. Liyadayim hatameis v'atahoros. So Amar Rabbi Yosi liyadayim tahoros. Bulvat. Ketzad, how you yod of tohayrois? If my hands were tohayrois, the hands were tohayrois. The achoy riakois tameim, and the outside of the utensil, was tameim. Right, the outside was tameim, and the question now is, do my hands become tamei? Achozoi, the base of yos. I put my hands the base of yos. So the question over here is, does the tumor spread? There's no concern that my hands become tum. We said that we're not concerned that the tumor spread from the outside to my hands. There is no such concern because the base hatzvit is independent. Let's say you would drink, another example, you drink the kosher shacharev tameim, you would drink when your utensils outside is tameim, and chayish is no concern. Maybe some of the mashke. You don't have to say that it went from the inside to your mouth to the outside, from the outside back into the kais.
I lost you. Where did we stop explaining the yotzei?
But the start.
Okay.
Right, how you love Tahiros? My hands are tar and they're wet. They're wet,
right.
And the kli is tamei.
Right.
So what's the concern? What's the question? Do I become tamei?
My hands are going to become tamei. Yeah.
Are they? That's a question mark. That's the question.
Of course.
So the answer is no.
I didn't say they do.
No, because this is independent. Just because the outside of the utensil is tamei.
Right. We learned this already.
Period. Now we go to a new case. New discussion. It's simple, same principle. The case, the outside is tar, the inside is tar. So the mashke is tar. You put it to your mouth. Maybe it's going to dribble. It's going to dribble out of your mouth and go on the outside and go back inside. In a choishesh, shema maybe nitma hamashka shabupiv in the mouth and the mouth shabuchar yakois v'chaz avetim yakois v'chaz. Period.
Right, everybody hopes like this.
Next, kumkoim. We have a kettle. Bubbling. Maybe some of shoyim asriach, martiach. It was bubbling. It's like a henim.
Right.
Hot. There is no such concern. That concludes Mishnah Ches. Congratulations. 7, we're not finished yet. We have a picture. Oh, just when you thought it was safe. There's another picture over here. Here we go. Here's the kais. Similar. I'm sure it's very similar. We know this principle already. Here's the kais. Achor yakais tamei. The outside is tamei. The inside techa kais tar. Svasa kois dino ke achoria kois. Ooh, he's saying a new principle. 7, 6, 8. The tip of the cup has the status of the outside. We're not concerned. In a cheshesh. Shema yotzu mashke mitoich from the inside.
So let's see.
No, let's explain. What does this mean exactly? Here we go. When you drink.
Oh, it's giving us the
details. Process. The lumdus.
Good, I'd like to know.
The ace. Shashay seminakos, when you drink from the kais. Im yavar hamashke, yeshirois. If the mashke will travel, yashar.
Yashar.
Straight.
Mitoch ha-kois, from the kois, lepiv, from the kois into your mouth, loy nitme ha-mashke, the mashke does not become tame. The mashke never had an opportunity, the mashke is tar. It's going from inside into your mouth. It never had an opportunity to become tame because it went straight from the inside, straight to your mouth. Loi nit mu hamashke, does not become tame. Ach, im yiga hamashke besvas hakois, if the mashke touches the tip, let's say you go on the tip of the kois, so what happens? Oi bachori hakois, the outside of the kois, nit me hamashke. The mashke becomes tame. The hashoise nido in kimi, sheshose mashke tmein, shenifsal gufoi milechel betshuma. The yoda paislois es atshuma bimagon. If you drink it too slowly and the mashke makes contact with the tip, with the rim, or the outside, then the mashke becomes tame. And then when the mashke enters into your body, the person becomes a sheni and he's not allowed to eat truma and he's not allowed to touch truma. Okay?
Right.
So you have to be careful to drink it very quickly where the mashke does not go and touch the tip of the rim, the tip of the cup. Now, what happens though? So the Mishnah says, we're not concerned. There's no concern that when you may drink it too slow, there is no concern. You're allowed to drink it. You can drink from this kois. The outside is tall, inside is tall. You can drink it straight. There's no concern. The mashke may contact with the rim or with the outside. Kosav hachazoinish. Zuchus yogin aleinu. Kulutara. Kulutara. No monkey business.
Luther, let's go.
You would not need to offer him any of your products. No psoilus.
Can you do this?
Kosav hachazoinish, shadav ezeyev shabimtzius. Can't possibly exist, such a thing. He was a scientist. Scientific method.
Okay.
Can't be. If you drink from a kois, try it.
It's impossible that it can't get out.
It's going to touch the tip. When you drink it, we just said now that the rim around the kois is the acharya kois. So when the liquid goes from the inside to your mouth, it's going to have to pass through the rim. So it's impossible. So the Chazan says, "Koshadav is a yevsha b'mitziyah shelo yiga hamashka al kol upon him b'svas hakois v'yitma." Rak. So what then is the Mishnah? What then is the deeper understanding of the Mishnah? Rak. Kavanah is a Mishnah. She'af im yiga hamashka b'svas hakois. Even if the mashka indeed does touch the svas hakois oy b'acharya kois, loy gazu tuma al hamashka. Chazal did not enact a gzera al hamashka be'oifen zeh shel derech shesiyah. When you drink, this whole thing is a tikkun de rabbanon. This whole halacha that the outside is tamei is only the rabbanon. Okay. So even though the rabbanon, they also extend the tumah to the tip. If you mashke would just come in contact with the tip, it would become tamei. But they built in a back door, a leniency that when you drink, they did not make the gezera. If you're going to drink from the kois, even though theoretically the mashke will indeed make contact with the edge of the kois, uh-huh. Chazal did not make a gezera. Uh-huh. In that case, they said you can drink and you'll be okay. We're not going to go make life difficult for you.
But
in this situation, shall derech shesia when you drink like a normal human being. Even if you are 100% certain, so when you drank noga mashke b'chor yakois harei ze tohar v'chosaf shekein hadin b'kumkum shahar siach shuhu derech tashmish, a kumkum, a kettle that is boiling, sha'af im yiga b'mashke b'chor yakuk b'chor yakuk touch the outside derech resich the boiling v'yachsel l'kumkum mashke shem b'kumkum tov, because that's the chazal did not make a gzeh, that's the deepening of the Mishnah. It doesn't mean that a mitzitz not going to happen, it's going to happen in mitzitz, but since this is what's called derech Tashmishai. This is the way it's used. Chazal did not make any takonis in these situations.
Good.
Clear?
Ebel.
Okay, so we did the two very difficult Mishnayos. Something to take with us. The Olam Emes. Mishnah Oisias Neshama. Ne'osher Shmei Nelachmai. Aryeh Sha'agmi Lo Yira.
Very good. Excellent. Keep on going. Let's keep on going. Now that you got the brachas, Nitzashim, you go to Simchas back. My sister, you can learn. It's just from the Torah.
The Chazanish, Zuchus Yogin Leinu.
Beautiful Chazanish. I never understood how this happened. was worth coming for this.
It's not a matter of the mitzvah. It's a matter of takonas chazal. It's not a matter of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is another sign. The chazal will not goyzer in this situation that when it's normal.
What's it midrash?
Ah.
Oist
bishne tes. Klei hakoidesh. Ein lohem acharayim v'toach. Ooh. Klei hakoidesh. There's no outside, there's no inside. Kodesh, it's all the same.
Right.
Hear that? Here's the story. Klei HaKodesh, Ein Lechem Achrayim V'Toach, Ein Lechem Beis Tzidiyah, there's no Beis Tzidiyah, Ein Matvilim Kelim V'Sech Kelim Kla Kodesh. There's a lot going on. Kol HaKelim V'Edim Dei Tumas Machshava, Ein Lechem Dei Tumas Ela B'Shini Ma'iseh. It's a famous Mishnah. This is a Daf Yomi Mishnah.
I don't know this. Can we start again? You're going way too quick.
Let's go into the case, the pictures, to understand what's going on over here. The pictures. You have to see the pictures. It's not even Kedai to go. Let's see the pictures. Right. 769. Here's a utensil. This is a utensil. Oichlin umashkin shaltruma shabesoicholoi nifsulu. What does that mean? We have food and mashk, have a utensil. He has a yad. Kli shaltruma shenitmu achorah b'mashk. Oh. Here's the utensil, and the outside became tame. Okay? Liquid. Liquid made contact with the outside of the utensil. Kli shaltruma shenitmu achorah b'mashk. I sprinkled some liquid upon the outside, and now the entire outside is tame. Okay? So now what happens? It says they don't become tame. How could that possibly be? It says that's truma, not kodesh. Okay, here's the utensil.
What are we talking about? Kodesh?
We did this already. No, this is chulin. No,
okay.
That was chulin.
Like where you did that. It's like the bad guy in the. Very good. I like that.
This is not Kodesh, this is Chulin. He's coming to illustrate the difference between Truma and Chulin. Here, look. Kli shel Truma.
Okay.
Shenitmu achoyda b'mashke. It's Truma. The outside is tummy. The inside is full of food. Food. Oichlu namashkin shel Truma shebesoichu loy nifsulu. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Even though the outside is tummy.
The outside is tummy. The outside is tummy. The inside is...
Tahar.
Yad Tahira Shinoga Bebes Hatsvita. Now we have a Yad Tahira. Shinoga Bebes Hatsvita. Adain Hi Tahira Vafilu Kishil Lacha. If you put your hand, so if it's same thing, we have over here that the Bebes is independent. So just because this is Tame, inside is Tahar.
Even if it's lach.
Inside is tar, and this, even the hole is also tar. Everyone agrees that there's a chiluk. Remember, the only time there's the machlaike is from Meir, even Rabbi Yossi that says that even Rabbi Yossi says, but okay. Okay, so it is independent. Even Rabbi Yossi also agrees that the base hatzvit is independent when your hands are tar. Yad tehoira. If your hand is tahora,
correct,
and it enters into the base hatzvita,
correct,
does it contract toma?
No.
Why? Because the base hatzvita is independent from the achori akli.
Correct.
The inside is independent from the achori akli. Oichlu namashkin shel truma shebesochan loy nifsulu. Ya tahora shebeshenoga base hatzvita adayin hi tahora deafilu kishehi lacha. But here comes now the big but. But let's say this is not a kli shel truma; it's a kli shel kodesh. You with me?
Yeah.
Kodesh.
Not
truma. Not chulin. Kodesh. Oichlin say a kli shel kodesh and nitmu achor b'mashk. The outer became tame. Oichlin shel kodesh shabesecha nitmu. Upoislim oichle kodesh achenim. They become a shlishi. If the mashke is a rishain, the kli is a sheni, this inside becomes a shlishi. Shlishi can make food, other food. Wait. The food inside the kli becomes a sheni, the food becomes a shlishi, and the shlishi can make mitame. So the tum of the sheni on the outside is permeates. Permeates.
From the inside?
The inside.
But it can't do that.
That's only by chulin and truma. That's what the mishmer mechalit by kodesh it can. So this kli is kodesh and mashke. That's tamim. What is mashke? Mashke is a rishay. So what becomes of the kli? The kli becomes a sheni. It's a sheni on the outside, a sheni on the inside. Mimela, the food on the inside becomes a
Shlishi. Kodesh can make from Shlishi, can make something into a...
The food was tummy already.
Was tahar. No, we start out with... No. We start out with a utensil. We start out. A utensil that's tahar. Everything is tar. Everything is tar. And now liquid that's tame makes contact with the outside.
Okay.
So what happens? So since this is a kli that is holding kodesh, the tumah goes is mitameh the outside. It's mitameh the inside. It's mitameh the beis hatzvita. And now the food inside becomes a shlishi. And when it's a shlishi, the food can make now a revi. It becomes tamei l'kodesh. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, next.
Why is that a chiddush?
Because in the case of truma, it does not become tamei. It's independent.
It's an independent thing.
Independent.
But there's no independency here when it comes to...
That's exactly the point. The point is when it comes to kli kodesh, once the outside becomes tamei, everything becomes tamei. There's no independency. When the outside is tamei, everything becomes tamei. There's no independence. It's exactly the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, kli kodesh. Next halacha. Vein mat bilim kelim b'sech kelim l'kodesh. You're not allowed to be toivel one kli and another kli. Now, what does this mean? You have a small and a big. Shulei akli apnimiya amunachim ala karkos akli chachitza in choytitzim umoynim es hamayim lovoi ben akelim v'loi also latvilo loi lakli apnimiya v'loi lakli achitza in. Chashash zeh shal chatzitza eina ela kishamematul kelim b'kodesh avul kishamapilim l'trumos ein choyshim l'zeh v'also latvilo l'shnei akelim. Let's say you go to the mikvah and you want to be toivel two kelim. Okay, two kelim. I take one, I put, so instead of going into the mikvah twice, every moment is precious. You can learn another mishnah, now to Tommy you would have to be told to Kalim. So what do? You take one kli and you put it inside another kli, a kli b'sech kli, and you put them both in the mikvah.
No,
it doesn't make a difference.
What am I telling you for?
They're Tommy. The small nanavas are the namemsa. The namemsa.
Doesn't have to be?
We're talking about kelim that are tummy. We're talking about a regular kelim that's tummy.
You're saying you don't have to put it in a regular mikvah? You can just put it in some water?
No. You're putting it in a mikvah. You're putting them both in the mikvah. You're putting this in the mikvah. Everything in the mikvah.
Both in
the... Everything is in the mikvah. Taking two cups. Oh. Two cups, put it in the mikvah.
Oh, I thought you...
Are you allowed... No, you put this, the small and the big, and then you take the entire...
Oh, are you allowed...
And you put it in the mikvah.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to do that?
You mean, will this become... The middle... Will the inner one become tar?
Yes. So when it comes to every called harakula, when it comes to toivel tilas kila from wife from a guy, yes.
Yeah.
When it becomes tame, yes, you can be toivel kli within the kli. There's no problem whatsoever because we have right to assume that when you put in the utensil, the water is going to get all over.
When you can put like a batch of knives in one thing.
Yes. Of course, you can do a batch of knives. But even a kli within a kli, you can do. If I have a big utensil and I have a smug, I put a small thing, put them both in the middle in one shot. And it's kosher tefillah. Now that's only gold kosher with regard to chulin and truma. But if in toivel kelim for kodesh, Chazal made a gzera. Maybe the bottom kli will be pressed so hard against the bottom, the small will be pressed so hard against the floor of the upper one, the water might not get to that portion, and therefore it's not a kosher tefillah. It's a gzera.
But which case is this that you say it might not get in?
Kodesh.
Yeah.
If this is going to be used for kachem.
Oh, if this is going to be used for kachem, and you put it in the mikveh, it has to, can't be
a kli within a kli. Why not? Because we are concerned that the smaller one and the outer one, they're going to touch each other, and the water is not going to penetrate the part that they're touching one another.
Right. Yeah.
But when it comes to truma, when it comes to we do not make this gezeira.
Okay.
Understand?
The chumra, by kachem.
By kachem. Shuli akli apnimi hamunachim ala karkas, the bottom of the inner kli that's resting upon the karkas akli achitzoin, the choitzim, it's a chatzitza, umoynim es hamayim ilavoy, and it prevents the water lavoy bein akelim, between the kelim, v'loy also tefila, loy likli apnimi, v'loy likli achitzoin, and therefore the kli tznachim yikosho tefila. A small kli and a large kli, when you immerse the entire thing in the mikvah, it's not going to be a kosher tefila, because we are concerned the smaller kli is making, is pressing hard against the large kli, is going to be a chatzitza. Chashash zeh shel chatzitza ein ela kishematbil kelim l'kodesh. Kodesh. But not when you matbil kelim, avul kishematbilim kelim l'sol l'tshuma, ein chayosh mozev yolso tefillah l'shnei kelim works. When you do both together, it's going to work. Okay.
Next picture. Next picture. That's already the next picture. So we'll finish the Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah with the Rav. Klei Kodesh. Ein lohem achrayim v'toich. Ve'ein lohem beis tzviya. There's no beis tzviya. So when the outside becomes tamei, the inside becomes tamei, the beis tzviya becomes tamei, everything becomes tamei. It's not like the previous Mishnah. Next. Ve'ein mat bilin kelim b'soich kelim l'kodesh. You cannot be tamei with one clue with another clue and put the entire thing in the mikveh. You can't do this because the concern that it's going to be chatzitza.
Right.
Good? Vaita. Nu halacha. Kol hakelim yodim le'tumasim b'machshava. A utensil, when is it ready to go? A thought. When I now decide I'm not going to do anything more, I'm not going to sand it, I'm not going to improve the utensil any longer. Once you have made a conscious decision that this utensil is complete, automatically it is susceptible to mekabel tuma. Good?
Right.
This you have in the Gemara this a million times in the Daf Yomi.
Yeah. Call a kind of yodeling day to
the machshava. If you're a craftsman,
yeah.
I'm making a utensil,
yeah.
And the utensil is incomplete. It still needs more work. It has to be sanded. The tip has to be rounded.
Right.
And now a sheretz comes in contact with the utensil. Does it become tamei? No, it's not complete.
Right.
When, at what point in time is it complete?
Right.
There's always more you can do.
Right.
When you think enough.
The machshava.
Machshava.
Okay, you don't need to
masan. They potentially are rabbi mukal tumu with the machshava that enough is enough. The einim oyle midei to masan ella b'shimi ma'isa. Let's say I say, you know what? It's on sale. I want to fix it. I want to make it better.
Yeah.
I want to take it off the shelf. I want to take it off the shelf. Bring it back to the craftsman. Have it. Just because you have a machshava that you're going to repair it.
Yeah.
It's not enough. You must actually do a ma'isa in the utensil to show that it's not yet that you want to repair it.
And if you want to repair it, if I want to repair it, then it takes the tumor off of it.
Yes. Once I do a ma'isa and I start.
But once it's repaired, the tumor comes back.
Comes back, but it could take a long time to repair it. It could take a lot of different parts of the process. Sha'ma'isa a ma'isa mevatel midei ma'isa. One ma'isa is mevatel miyad ma'isa umiyad machshava. A ma'isa can invatel a ma'isa and a machshava, but a machshava, eino mevateles loy miyad ma'isa v'loy miyad machshava. What does all that mean? Let's see over here the paragraph.
Now it's talking about kachim or truma.
Chulin.
Chulin.
Everything is talking about everything.
Not everything. It's talking about chulin.
Chulin, truma, kachim also doesn't make a difference.
Everything.
When you come to make a utensil, we're discussing over here the manufacturing of utensils. Okay, there's a lot of rav here. I don't know if we have time to finish this. Okay, we have Klei Kodesh. Ein lohem achrayim v'toich. There is no outside, there is no inside. And ogeh v'echad mehem ki nogeh b'kuloi. There is no outside, there is no inside. When you touch one of them, ki nogeh b'kuloi. V'yesh lohem achrayim v'toich t'tan le'el davka l'tum. We learned the previous Mishnah. That there is an outside, an inside, based on tzvita. They're independent one of another. That's only when it comes to truma, and certainly when it comes to chulin. But when it comes to kodesh, no such thing. It's all the same. Next halacha, without one outside becomes tamei, the inside becomes tamei, the beis hatzitza becomes tamei, everything becomes tamei. Next, v'ein matbilim kelim l'zizah kelim kisheshneim mitmeim. Both are tamei. Small is tamei, the big one is tamei. The tata and the kinder.
Tata and the mama.
No, the mamas, they're both the same. The tata and the kinder.
Yeah.
Tata and the kinder. The kinderlach. The kinderlach. And the tata.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. The ain mat bilim kelim zakelim kishneim tmeim bibnei she koivda because the weight.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I hear the squirrels running around over there.
They also want to learn Torah.
They hear the kol teira.
Kishneim tmeim bibnei she koivda shel kli choytzeitz v'chashasha lekodesh yoshem b'truma. The weight of the inner one may press down hard against the outer one and may prevent the water from coming in contact.
Right.
And this only sort of comes to kashrut. Fine. Yoidin leitumas b'machshava kigoyin tabas behema, a ring of an animal she'ein mekabelus tuma, which is not mekabel tuma. It's an animal, a ring of an animal. Whatever the ring is used for, I don't know what it's used for. Use the ring, whatever.
No.
Maybe. It's not mekabel tumah. It's not a kli. It's not a kli. It's not mekabel tumah. Let's say all of a sudden chashav, a brilliant idea. You decide you're going to use it for a human being. Chashav alech litna be etzba adam. Ah, what a brilliant idea. The kabel is tumah mikan ve'elach v'machshav. So this thought alone automatically causes avot v'as adam. Shechashav alech litna be'behima. The oilam he mikabel is tumah ad sheyaseh lo shinui ma'isel l'shanay tzuras to change the tzur. Good.
Why is there a difference?
Because that's what the Mishnah goes on. That's what the Mishnah goes on to explain. Because if it, until now it's tahar, and now you want to make it tameh,
you need to do a ma'aseh.
No, machshav is enough. Just the opposite. Until now it's a behemah. Behemah is tahar, and now you want to make it be usable for a human being. So you want to make it. You want to make it potentially tameh. So machshav is enough. It's a chumrah. But until now it was tameh, it was meant for a human being, and now I want to use it for an animal, which means it's going to be tahar. Just my machshav is not enough to remove its tumah. You must do a ma'isa, a shinu ma'isa. Okay? Machshav is not enough to remove its tumah. Machshav is not enough to remove its ma'isa. Lo midei machshava. What does that mean? Im li'acha shechoshav al tabas behemoth, after you had a machshava. Al tabas behema la soy solo adam. I want to now make the ring animal to a human being, and a ring for a human being. Shem mekabel estomam machshava zo chazar v'choshav olecha im liachas shechoshav. If after you have machshava, after the machshava al tabas behema and tabas behema la soy solo adam, to make it an adam. So now it becomes tummy, right? I have machshava. And that's animal I want to use for a human being, so it becomes tameh. So with my machshav now becomes tameh. I now change my mind. I have another machshav. La'achas shechoshav al tabas behemah shelasos la'adam shehi makabel stuma b'machshav zo chozar v'choshav olech lachzir l'behemah. I change my mind. Ein machshav zo hashniya mo'elis midei ma'ala midei tumah sheyard Allah b'machshava rishayna. That was one machshava can't be mevatel another machshava. The ring is on the animal, and I'm now mechashev. I want to use this ring for a human being. That machshava triggers tumah immediately. Then one moment later, I change my mind. I want it to remain on the animal. I don't want to use it for the human being. So now, maybe we can suggest that in this case, since a machshava can be mevatel a machshava. No. Once you had one machshava, it's irreversible. A second machshava cannot be mevatel a first machshava. A machshava, a first machshava works, but a machshava to be mevatel a second machshava does not work. And certainly, the only way you can do it is only when you do a ma'isa. You have to do a ma'isa. You have to now go and do a ma'isa to show that you want to use it for an animal. That will be mevatel my machshava. But having a machshava, one machshava. Let's see the Mishnah. Chaz the Mishnah. Klei HaKodesh, Ein Lechem Achrayim V'Toich. There's no Achrayim. It's all one Mizach. Tzviya. Ve'im Lechem Be'ez Tzviya. Ve'im Matim Lekelim Mizach Kelim HaKodesh. You can't put one in the other. Kol HaKelim Yardim Lidei Tumasim Machshava. For example, a ring of an animal, which is tahar. I now am machshav. I want to use it for a human being. Machshav alone works. Machshav works. Kol akem yardim l'day tumasam b'machshava. But the einim oilim l'day tumasam el b'shin ma'isa. If the ring was used for a human being, which is tamei, and I now want to use it for an animal, which would be tahar, and I have a machshava, machshav is not going to help. It's not enough. I must do a ma'isa. Shamachshava, shamaisa, because a maisa is the kechti mevatel as miyad maisa. A maisa can mevatel a maisa. Umiyad machshava, and the machshava that if my machshava,
then a maisa can be mevatel a maisa
and the machshava. But a machshava, ain't a mevatel as loy miyad maisa v'loy miyad machshava. One machshava cannot be mevatel a maisa, and it cannot even be mevatel another machshava.
Very good.
Okay, so we finished the perek.
Perek
chaf hey. Up to perek chaf vav.
Vav basra.
Chaf vav. Chaf zayin, chaf ches, chaf tes, lamed. Five more perakim.